is false. And
Hedrick Smith has been our guest for the hour on KGNU It's the Economy. You can find out more about Hedrick Smith's writing, his work as a journalist for more than 50 years, and find out more about Reclaim the American Dream. It's a wonderful tool for citizen activism, and it is available for you at reclaimtheamericandream.org. Also, if you'd like to hear more from Hedrick Smith, he will be coming to Denver to speak on two different nights. On March 29th, he will be speaking at CU Denver at the College of Arts and Sciences. He will give a public lecture at 7 o'clock, and the title of that lecture is The Uprising of 2016, followed the next night on Thursday, March 30th, with a panel discussion and a talk hosted by CU Denver's College of Arts and Science Communication School faculty, and the title of that talk is called The Problem of Fake News. That's it for me, Liz Lane. Stay tuned next for Highway 322. And thanks for listening to KGNU.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is Highway 322. I'm Desdemona Finch.
It's a demolition derby. It's the sport of the hunt. Proud driving for war dance. It's a slow smile that the bully gives the run. It's the force of inertia. It's the lack of constraint. It's the children out playing in the rock garden, all dialed up in black hats and war paint. Sometimes it feels like bars of steel. I cannot bend with my hands. Oh, I worry too much. Somebody told me that I worry too much. Oh, I worry too much. Somebody told me that I worry too much. The way we tell ourselves that all these things are normal till we can't remember what we mean. It's the flicker of our flames. It's the friction born of living. It's the way we beat a hot retreat and heave our smoking guns into the river. Somebody told me that I worry too much. Oh, I worry too much. Somebody told me that I worry too much. It's the quick step march of history, the vanity of nations. It's the way. There'll be no muffled drums to mark the passage of my generation. And it's the children of my children. It's the lambs born in innocence. It's wondering if the good I know will last to be seen by the eyes of the little ones. Oh, sometimes it feels like bars of steel I can't bend with my hands. Oh, I worry too much. Somebody told me that I worry too much. Oh, I worry too much. Somebody told me that I worry too much. Oh, I worry too much. Somebody told me that.
I miss my friend with a heartbeat. table with those guilty eyes. So many mornings now, I shouldn't be surprised when you lash out at me and you scream out in the night. What could you have done to get in such an awful fright? Is it all that bad that you think I shouldn't see? Well, who are you gonna talk to if you can't tell me? Where'd you hide the body? Where'd you stash the loot? Just keep your hands where I can see them, so I don't have to shoot. There's a smoking pistol at your side, but you swear it's not the one. Where'd you hide the body? Where'd you get the gun? Where'd you hide the body? Where'd you get the gun? Intently straight ahead, pretending I'm not here. And you look me in the eye and say it's not about us. And you tell me I'm so silly to be making such a fuss. So everything's okay except you're nervous as a cat. Well, what's it say about me that you think I'd fall for that? Come on. Where'd you hide the body? Where'd you stash the loot? Keep your hands where I can see them. Maybe I won't shoot. There's a smoking pistol at your side, and you swear it's not the one. Where'd you hide the body? Where'd you get the gun?
against me. It hasn't slowed me yet. And no matter how I limp along, I still hold on to you like a lie I've told so.
Etoi, mes amis, it's that Mardi Gras time of year, y'all. KGNU and CFCZ celebrate Mardi Gras with an evening with Curly Taylor and Zydeco's Trouble, straight from Louisiana. Our party is Saturday, March the 4th at the Avalon Ballroom in Boulder. There'll be food for purchase from Oscar Blues. Wine and beer will be available, as well as complimentary king cake. There is a costume contest every year, and the prizes are fabulous. It's really your time to shine, dance, and have such a good time. There's a free dance lesson at 7 o'clock, and the music starts at 8 with Curly Taylor. We've had lots of help this year from Oscar Blues, Avery Brewing Company, and the Boulder Marriott Hotel, and we want you to come and celebrate Mardi Gras with us. Once again, Saturday, March the 4th, doors open at 6:30 at the Avalon Ballroom in Boulder. Tickets available at kgnu.org.
And you're listening to Highway 322. This is Desdemona Finch. And we had some Curtis McMurtry before Meredith promoting our great party we're having Saturday. Curtis McMurtry has been fathered by James McMurtry, grandfathered by Larry McMurtry, and mentored by the late, great... Oh, God, I forgot. I'm so sorry. I will come back with that. I'm losing it. Anyhow, it's off his latest album, which has gotten some raves out there. Sounds a lot different from his dad, I guess, but really cool in its own way. That was Tracker. It's off the album called The Hornet's Nest. And before that, we had James McMurtry off his 1995 album, Where'd You Hide the Body? Probably about the best name for an album ever. That was a cut called Where'd You Hide the Body? And we had some Alejandro Escobedo with Heartbreak Smile off of his latest and greatest. Or, you know, anyhow, I think he's playing tonight at E-Town. He'll be on E-Town in a few weeks or something like that, months, something like that. I was about to get tickets to it, and then I realized I had a show to do. Oh, well. Anyhow, that's off his latest, Burn Something Beautiful. It's Heartbeat Smile, and we started all off with Buddy Miller with I Worry Too Much off of his lovely Universal United House of Prayer from 2004. And this is Nico Case in the background. I have nothing else to say. Everything else has been said. Up next, here's some new Wrench. Wrench is the mastermind behind Gangsta Grass that combines country with rap. They're out at Brooklyn, New York, and this is a new song called Mugshot. It's going to come off of his future album, I think in April or May or whenever it gets made, that's called Them's the Breaks. It's his solo album, so I don't think there'll be as much rap, but there'll be, you know, a lot of Wrench. And this is Mugshot, and it's a very funny video with they have like monkey sock puppets in it, giant ones. And very entertaining stuff. Here it is on, it's called Mugshot on KGNU.
Here I am again, getting red my rights every time that I do my thing. My chauffeur's got a siren and these handcuffs on my bling. I may be causing trouble, but my friends, I do it well. And you know where you can find me in my home sweet holding cell. Cause I look good in a mugshot, in the back of a cruiser I'm still hot. I know my rights and I won't stop using the freedom that I got, speaking my mind and taking the street. And if they come to put the cuffs on me, thank God I look good in a mugshot. At the precinct know my name, and it's time for another visit. It's been a few weeks since my ACD ran up, and I'm ready to hit it. I don't stand for nobody getting pushed around, and if I see it, I raise my voice. Injustice to one is injustice to all, and I'm ready to make some noise. Cause I look good in a mugshot, in the back of a cruiser I'm still hot. I know my rights and I won't stop using the freedom that I got, speaking my mind and taking the street. And if they come to put the cuffs on me, thank God I look good in a mugshot. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. I've done things that I ain't proud, and I made mistakes. But the cookie crumbles and the cards they fall when I got my back up against the wall. I'll keep standing tall and taking them breaks. They can lock me up, they can tear me down till the day I'm 6 feet underground. I'll keep doing just what I gotta. And my number's up, I gotta take it in stride and suck it up. The brakes ain't breaking me, cause I know it's true. I look good in a mugshot, in the back of a cruiser I'm still hot. I know my rights and I won't stop using the freedom that I got, speaking my mind and taking the street. And if they come to put the cuffs on me, yeah, thank God I look good in a mugshot.
Won't you spare me over till another year?
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 Won't you spare me over till another year? Oh, death. Oh, won't you spare me over till another year? Well, what is this that I can't see with ice cold hands taking hold of me? Well, I am death, none can excel. I open the door to heaven or hell.
Everybody's looking, trying to find a way out. See them seeing every day what this world's all about. You're realizing that it's hard, you're trying to pick the right path. There's poor people, poor streets inside the neighborhood mass. Bearing scars of the past, they keep trying to escape. Destiny within their eyes, these are the tears of our fate. All these numbers of our lives that we keep trying to equate. They got us living every day, we're in search of that gate. Pray.
Oh, death, won't you spare me over till another year? Oh, death, someone would pray, won't you come and call me another day? The children prayed, the preacher preached, time and mercy is out of your reach.
Lo and behold the pale horse and the rider who decides the fate of one who made a failed choice. With a tail off behind it, the trails off in the fire that sparked those who don't know they're stuck on a stale course. Yeah, we all face death when it comes to take your breath, usually without knowing how many days are left. Some raise their chest, others cower when it comes, whether you're living in the towers or down in the slums.
Ooh, death, oh, oh, death, won't you spare me over till another year? Well, I'll fix your feet till you can't walk, I'll lock your jaw till you can't talk, I'll close your eyes till you can't see this very outcome and go with me.
Praying heaven's coming, praying it doesn't come late. This is for real, man. It's how I push through my pain. When ass is always falling in death's rain. It's cold outside, death looked me in my eyes. Hold through these plans, man, we gotta be wise. Hold through together, it's then they will rise. I'm saying peace for all my people that can see through the lies. And can that la la Brisa running up her thighs while she's singing.
Oh, death, oh, how death, won't you spare me over to the new. Soul, to leave the body and leave it cold. Throw up the flesh off of the frame. Dirt and worm both have a claim.
Take a moment to reflect on. Think of all the things in your life that you slept on. Or slip through your fingers like Teflon. Cause you lost your focus, steady thinking about the next dawn. Saying that the next dawn you'd make things better, but you didn't get a chance to make your reparations. Better make some preparations. But if you're not ready yet, death comes for all of us, my friends. So you better get.
Oh, death. Oh, death. Won't you spare me over till another year? Won't you spare me over till another year? Won't you spare me over till another year? Won't you spare me over to another day? Won't you spare me over to another day? Won't you spare me over to another day?
Lord, lay down my ball and chain. Hello, everybody. Brother Louie here. It's time for the spring pledge drive here at KGNU. And the coming warmer weather reminds me that I love L.A. So please, join me for a specially themed Blues Legacy show, I Love L.A. Blues, on KGNU. Friday, March 10th at 6 p.m. It'll rock, it'll roll, it will create a warm, bluesy breeze. Call in to pledge your support for KGNU, your community radio station, and you can get a copy of I Love L.A. Blues, a CD featuring many of the songs you'll hear on the show as our way of saying thanks. So remember, that's Friday, March 10th at 6 p.m. Blues Legacy, right here on KGNU. Thank you.
And don't forget that, the great pledge drive coming up. It'll be an exciting time. Lots of great stuff, LA Blues, you know, just all kinds of exciting things going on here at KGNU. It's Highway 322, and we just got finished listening to the Dixie B-Liners off their 2006 album entitled The Dixie B-Liners. And that was a song called Lord Lay Down My Ball and Chain. And before that, we had a Dixie Liners singer, the vocalist, songwriter, Brandy Hart, who was doing Oh Death with Liquid in Our Song, all together by Gangsta Grass off their 2014 album. I have the title here somewhere. There we go. Broken Hearts and Stolen Money. And to top it all off, we had some brand new Wrench, or upcoming Wrench, a tune called Mugshot. Wrench is the mastermind behind Gangsta Grass. Off the album that will be titled Them's the Breaks. Exciting stuff here on KGNU. And up next, here's some brand new stuff from a woman named Rory Carroll. She's on tour with Todd Snyder. And apparently she had a pretty wild background. Very exciting. Like, was in jail, like Margot Price. Pretty crazy people. Women who, you know, outlaw women. Doing the great stuff. This is off her album, Love is an Outlaw. And it was put out by Todd Snyder's record label. And they're going to be in town, I think around here, up in Nederland and in Denver later this month, I think at the 18th and 19th, so it'll probably be worth seeing. Or, you know, all these artists are incredible live anyhow. So up next, here's her song, and I'm just rambling. This is Highway 322, I'm Desdemona Finch, and here's Rory Carroll here on KGNU. Thank you.
I think this Jesus sounds like a great man. But what if the rapture's entirely man-made? What if it's coming and no one gets saved? At least three of the horsemen already in play. What if the rapture's entirely man-made? Who's flag will unfurl?
That was Nico Case doing Loretta live off her album, The Tigers Have Spoken, her live album in 2004. And before that, some Dana Kurtz off Rise and Fall, Raise the Class. And to top it all off, or to start it all off, we had Rory Carroll with By the Banks. Like I said before, she's on tour with Todd Snyder. Love is an Outlaw. And up next, Ragtime America with Jack. About 10 minutes away, 13 minutes away. And in the background, you're listening to Dana Kurtz again. She's out of New Orleans, used to be out of Brooklyn. She's with Mamie Minch singing the classic Hazel Dickens and Gerard hit, I guess, in bluegrass circles. Only the Lonely, written by Bill Monroe and Peter Rowan. From what I remember, yes, I think that is. And up next, here's some Todd Snyder, New York banker of his 2012 Agnostic Hymns and Stoner Fables, here on KGNU.
Abacus bond sold to us by a New York banker. Good things happen to bad people, bad people, bad people. Good things happen to bad people, bad people, bad people. Safer than gold, but later on we found out the bond we'd been sold had been set up to fail all along. Good things happen to bad people, bad people, bad people. Good things happen to bad people, bad people, bad people.
Sunshine beating on the good times, moonlight raising from the grave, string band playing more, that honky tonk's pretty young thing going dancing in the rain. Spitting at the Nicky Jacks, businessman with a needle and a spoon, coyote chewing on a cigarette, pack of young boys going howling at the moon. Hey darling, sleeping on the blacktop, hey darling, running through the trees, honey, hey darling, leaving for the next town, letting my sense catches up with me. On a number four, two witnesses blowing up high, not sure whose will be done, you can call me a sinner for wondering why. Hey darling, sleeping on the blacktop, hey darling, running through the trees, honey, hey darling, leaving for the next town, less than my sense catches up with me. Tastes sweeter in this town. Could it be it's the same as the last? I swear I've seen your face elsewhere before, just as familiar as a bottle and a glass. Hey darling, sleeping on the blacktop. Hey darling, running through the trees, honey. Hey darling, leaving for the next town, less than my sense catches up with me. Hey darling, sleeping on the blacktop. Hey darling, running through the trees, honey. Hey darling, leaving for the next town, less than my sense catches up with me. Less than my sense catches up with me.
Traveling around this big old country, listening to what people say, day and night. Ain't it a fright, needing what we turn away? Only one thing I see that we could do. You be good to me, let me be good to you. Faint of heart, mom and dad feeling sad, trying to give the kids a good start. Only one thing I see that we could do. You be good to me, lad. Everybody's yelling, calling each other names, giving what they can, saying you don't understand, and acting like it's all just a game. Only one thing I see that
Time is 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Hey, all you big chiefs and voodoo queens. Brother Louie here. Can't make it to New Orleans for Mardi Gras? Well, check this out. KGNU and the Colorado Friends of Cajun and Zydeco are going to bring Mardi Gras right to you on Saturday, March 4th at the Avalon Ballroom in Boulder. Come dance and groove to Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble. Stuff your face with Cajun food from Oscar Blues and get your second wind with some Avery beer and all kinds of wine and spirits at the bar. And don't forget to have a piece of king cake. Hey, one more thing, it's dress-up time. Wear your funkiest stuff and enter the costume contest. There will be prizes. Remember, that's Saturday, March 4th at the Avalon Ballroom, 6185 Arapaho Road in Boulder. Doors at 6:30, dance lesson at 7, and Curly starts making some Zydeco trouble at 8. For tickets, go to kgnu.org and get you some.
Support comes from Treefort Music Fest in downtown Boise, Idaho. 5-day discovery passes are available until the first artist announcement. More at treefortmusicfest.com/discovery or by calling TMF888-2017.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight, in honor of Women's History Month, which is the month of March, we're going to present rags by two well-known women of the day, certainly pioneering women, each in her own right. And we will start with May Frances Aufderheide. May Aufderheide was born in Indianapolis, Indiana, May 21st, 1888. Perhaps she got her name May from the fact that she was born in the month of May. She was born to wealth, and so she grew up in a proper home, shall we say, when she was of proper age, she was sent back east to go to finishing school, as was the case with well-born young children in those days. And while she was back east attending a finishing school, she ran into some bad companions. At least that's what her father thought. She had studied piano along the way, and she ran into somebody who started showing her ragtime. And so she began playing it, and pretty soon she started composing it. And her first rag, called The Dusty Rag, published in 1908, was a big hit. Her father, at first, was pretty upset with this particular turn of events, but being a businessman, he decided that maybe there was some money to be made here because his daughter was doing well. So he started his own music publishing company, the J.